Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at ShortstopBall. Check out my bio there to see where I am covering the game of baseball, including the Atlanta Braves over at TomahawkTake.com. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Appreciate all the follows there lately. As I've been mentioning all week, especially during this lockout and throughout the offseason, you're going to be controlling the show, so hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you would like to talk about. Got several great suggestions, one of which we're doing right now in this comparison of the 1995 and 2021 team. So continue to send me in your questions, send me in any topics that you would like to hear about. So make sure you're following on Twitter that you can do so. Make this an interactive show. I appreciate all the suggestions, questions out there, and I promise you I will get to all of those. So keep sending them in. Also, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube and make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts, whether that be Apple, Spotify, whatever it may be. You can find us pretty much anywhere, so make sure you subscribe there. And thank you for making Locked On Braves your first listen each and every day. We are continuing to post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. So like I said, on today's podcast, we're going to be continuing our series comparing the 1995 team to the 2021 World Series team. So looking back at each of these World Series teams, comparing position by position. Yesterday, on Tuesday's podcast, we looked at starting pitching, relief pitching, and the catcher position. On today's podcast, we're going to compare the infields. And then on Thursday's podcast, we will compare the outfields. And then I'll give you my take on which team I think is better overall. And again, when I'm comparing these and, you know, I'm picking a winner for each position, when I ultimately pick the winner for what team I think is best, I'm picking it based on what the players did that year. We're picking it based on strictly that year, not their overall career performances, because that would probably not be very fair since that Braves team in 95 had a lot of Hall of Famers on it. But I'm picking the teams for that particular year and that particular seasons for those players. So keep that in mind. That's kind of the ground rules for what I'll be basing all this on. But I'm really excited about doing this and looking back. It's been a while since I looked at that 95 team. But even looking at these stats from the 2021 season and postseason, just a lot of stuff I didn't really recognize while it was going on. This is really kind of my first time looking back at some of these 2021 stats. So a really great suggestion here, an idea that we got from one of our listeners. So excited to continue that series. And if you haven't, like I said, make sure you go back, listen to the one that we did on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we will either have a interview, a very big interview that I'm excited about, but don't want to reveal yet until it's official. And if not, then we will get into our mailbag. If not, I'll roll over our mailbag episode to next Monday, because I got a lot of good questions out there to get to. But I'm really excited about this podcast comparing the infields. As you know, the 2021 infield for the Atlanta Braves was one of the best in all of baseball, but there are some really good infielders on this 95 team as well, particularly at the corner spot. So looking really looking forward to comparing first base and third base on these two teams. And we're going to start at first base. So Crime Dog was down at first base for the Braves during the 1995 season. In the regular season, Fred McGriff played 144 games, had 148 hits and 528 at bats, 85 runs scored, 27 doubles, 27 home runs, 93 RBI, 3 stolen bases, 65 walks, 99 strikeouts, slash .280, .361, .489, .850, was an all-star, and finished 20th in the MVP voting. So a very strong year for Fred McGriff. In the postseason, in the 1995 postseason, played in 14 games. That was the max number of games the Braves played. The 2021 team played 16 games, so you got to keep that in mind. But in 14 games, Fred McGriff had 19 hits and 57 at-bats for a .333 average, had 6 doubles, 4 home runs, 14 RBI, 1 stolen base, 8 walks, and 10 strikeouts. So a very strong postseason for Fred McGriff. In the World Series in particular, he played all six games, was 6-for-23, .261, .346, .609 with a .955 OPS, had two home runs, two doubles, five runs, three RBI, one stolen base, and seven strikeouts. So a very strong year. That's what I'm talking about with these corner infield spots. It's going to be very hard to pick some very good comparisons here. Moving over to Freddie Freeman in the regular season, played 159 games, 600 at-bats, 180 hits, 120 runs scored, 25 doubles, 31 home runs, 83 RBI, 8 stolen bases, 85 walks, and 107 strikeouts. I mean, this is eerily comparable. You have to keep in mind, Freddie had about 75, a little bit less than 75 at-bats, right around 70, 72 more at-bats, actually, if my math is good, which probably isn't, but looks like about 72 more at-bats in the regular season. But those numbers, you know, other than the runs, Freddie had a lot more runs, had a lot more hits, but again, you know, 70 more games. The doubles are pretty much even. Home runs are pretty even. McGriff had 10 more RBI. Freddie had about five more stolen bases. Freddie had a lot more, had 20 more walks, again, more games played, and the strikeouts, you know, again, people strike out a lot more today, but those were pretty even as well. So the regular season for those, and Freddie finished ninth in the MVP, was the Silver Slugger and an All-Star as well. So the regular seasons there are very comparable between those two first basemen for the Braves. Now in the postseason, Freddie Freeman played in two more games, so played in 16 games, was 17-for-56. So remember, Fred McGriff had 19 hits, .304 average in the postseason, three doubles compared to McGriff's six, five home runs compared to McGriff's four, eight runs to McGriff's 14, 11 RBIs to McGriff's nine, one stolen base. McGriff also had one stolen base, 12 walks for Freddie compared to eight for McGriff, and 17 strikeouts compared to 10. You know, Freddie had that big strikeout run in that Dodgers series. Outside of that, you know, was more typical Freddie Freeman. But again, numbers very, very comparable there. So we get to the World Series, where both players played in six games. McGriff was 6-for-23. Freddie was 7-for-22. McGriff had two home runs. Freddie had two home runs. Freddie had a double. McGriff had two. Freddie scored two runs. McGriff scored five. Freddie had five RBI. McGriff had three. McGriff had a stolen base. Freddie had two walks. McGriff had three. Freddie had five strikeouts, and McGriff had seven strikeouts. So interesting there. McGriff actually struck out more in the World Series than Freddie Freeman did. So these two players are very, very comparable. I mean, eerily comparable with how similar their regular season, postseason, and World Series were here. I really don't know who I'm going to give the edge to. I think I'm going to give it to Freddie Freeman, recency bias, and trying to give all the goodwill to Freddie Freeman right now that I can in order for the Braves to re-sign him. But a little bit better numbers in the postseason, a 996 OPS in the World Series for Freddie Freeman compared to 955 for Fred McGriff. I mean, we're slicing hairs here. Both of these are very equal and very comparable. Both of these first basemen, very good. So really hard to pick a winner here. Might be one of the hardest ones we do until we get to third base, which is also going to be another difficult one. But I think I'm going to give the nod here to Freddie Freeman and hope that, again, any goodwill that I can send to him right now in order for him to come back to the Braves. Next, we're going to look at both middle infield positions from the 95 team to the 2021 team. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar, filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing, from raspberry to mint brownie, cherry to double chocolate, and cookies and cream to peanut butter brownie, which are some of my favorites there. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 at Built.com for 15% off your order. All right, so I'm going to group these together, looking at the second base and shortstop positions. This one was not hard to pick. So the corner infield spots are going to be very hard to pick. Not so much here. There is a very huge gap between the 95 team and the 2021 team up the middle. But Mark Lemke played 116 games at second base for the 1995 Braves team. Had a slash 253, 325, 356 with a 681 OPS, scored 42 runs, 16 doubles, 5 home runs, 38 RBI, 2 stolen bases, 44 walks, and 40 strikeouts. So not the best season ever for a second baseman. You compare that to Ozzy Albies' 2021 regular season, played 156 games, so a lot more games here. Slash 259, 310, 48, 799 OPS with 103 runs scored, 40 doubles, 30 home runs, 106 RBI, 20 stolen bases, 47 walks. Crazy that Ozzy only had 3 more walks and he played in a ton more games. So, but 47 walks, 128 strikeouts. And Ozzy was an all-star, silver slugger, finished 13th in the MVP voting. Obviously, Ozzy wins the regular season matchup there. In the postseason, Lemke played in all 14 of their games, was 13 for 59 at the plate for a 220 average, scored 6 runs, 1 double, 2 RBI, 5 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Now, Ozzy in the postseason was 16 for 63 at the plate, scored 12 runs, had 3 doubles, 2 RBI, 3 stolen bases, 6 walks, and 14 strikeouts. So a little bit more comparable there. Actually, you look at the postseason, was not the best postseason for Ozzy Albies, but did, you know, have more hits, but also had a few more at bats there. And the rest of the numbers are actually really comparable, other than the fact that Ozzy scored 12 runs. When Ozzy gets on base, Ozzy scores. So you know, that is one thing there. He had 3 stolen bases too, so that is huge. You know, definitely would give the nod to Ozzy Albies in the postseason, but it's not like, you know, he was head and shoulders better than Mark Lemke offensively. In the World Series, Lemke was 6 for 22, actually was better than Ozzy in the World Series, where Ozzy was 5 for 21. Lemke scored 1 run, had 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, slash 273, 360, 273 with a 633 OPS, while Ozzy, like I said, 5 for 21, slash 238, 360, 238 with a 598 OPS, scored 4 runs, had 1 stolen bases, 4 walks for Ozzy in the World Series, which is huge. I did not, you know, realize that, again, watching the World Series, he walked 4 times, just kind of fascinating for Ozzy, and struck out 5 times. So again, this one's pretty easy. Got to give the nod to Ozzy Albies here, even though the postseason numbers are really not all that different, but just full body of work, even still, Ozzy's numbers in the postseason are better. So definitely giving the odd at second base to Ozzy Albies. Then you move over to shortstop. So I wonder what the talk would be about on social media in 1995 with this combination at shortstop. With all the hate that Dansby Swanson gets for being the Braves shortstop, you know, just listen to these numbers for Jeff Blauser and Rafael Belliard. So Blauser in the regular season was primarily the shortstop, played 115 games, slash 211, 319, 341 with a 660 OPS, scored 60 runs, 16 doubles, 12 home runs, 31 RBI, 8 stolen bases, 57 walks, and 107 strikeouts, which is a lot for 115 games, 431 at bats. In the playoffs, he did not play a ton. He only played in 4 games, was 0 for 10 at the plate with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Didn't play at all in the World Series, with Bobby Cox choosing to go with defense over what little offense Jeff Blauser maybe was going to give you. But Belliard in the regular season played in 75 games, slash 222, 255, 244 with a 500 OPS, scored 12 runs, 12 runs in the entire season, 7 RBI, 6 walks, 28 strikeouts. In the postseason, played in 14 games, was 3 for 32 at the plate, that's 094, 2 runs, 1 RBI, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. In the World Series, played in all 6 games, was 0 for 16 at the plate, had 1 RBI, no walks, 4 strikeouts, and he slashed 000, 000, 000, So you think Dansby Swanson is bad? This is the shortstop that the Braves were rolling out there in 1995. Different times, different game, I understand. But just crazy to think about and look at having a shortstop, not getting nothing offensively from your shortstop. I mean, this is basically another pitcher up there. You have two just blank spots in the back of your lineup here. But compared to Dansby Swanson and 160 regular season games, he slashed .248, .311, .449 with a .760 OPS, 78 runs, 33 doubles, 27 homers, 88 RBIs, 9 stolen bases, 52 walks, 167 strikeouts. In the postseason, Dansby was 13 for 57 at the plate, a .228 average, 6 runs, 1 double, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 1 stolen base, 3 walks, and 15 strikeouts. And then the World Series, just 4 for 20 at the plate for Dansby, slash .200, .304, .500, .804 OPS because he had 2 home runs. Also scored 3 runs, drove in 3, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. So again, I know there's people out there that don't love Dansby Swanson. I am not one of those. I like Dansby Swanson, a winning player, makes winning plays, and you can win a World Series with him because the Braves just did it. Not saying if there's an opportunity to upgrade that you don't do that, but obviously, when you're comparing these two teams, shortstop position definitely goes to Dansby Swanson. All right, next, I want to look at the third base position where you got two really good players. Going to be an interesting matchup there. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so first base was a really tough one. Third base is maybe even more difficult when comparing Chipper Jones' 1995 season to Austin Riley's 2021 season. So let's get into the comparison here. 140 games for Chipper, 139 hits and 524 at bats compared to Austin Riley in 160 games, had 179 hits and 590 at bats. 91 runs for Austin, 87 for Chipper, 33 doubles for Austin, 22 for Chipper, 33 home runs for Austin, 23 for Chipper, 107 RBIs to 86 RBIs. Chipper did have 8 stolen bases. And he had 73 walks to Riley's 52 walks. And obviously Riley struck out a ton more with 168 strikeouts to Chipper's 99. So, I mean, again, pretty comparable numbers there. Obviously Austin had more doubles, more home runs, more hits because he played in 20 more games. And obviously a really good season for Austin Riley. Chipper Jones finished second in the Rookie of the Year that season, his first full season in the big leagues. He also finished 18th in the MVP voting. Meanwhile, Austin Riley finished 7th in the MVP voting and won the Silver Slugger Award at third base in the National League. So very good seasons by both players. I don't know if I said their slash lines. Chipper slashed .265, .353, .450 with an .803 OPS, while Austin slashed .303, .367, .531 with an .898 OPS. So overall, I think definitely the regular season goes to Austin Riley here. Again, Chipper's first full season in the big leagues. You know, Austin Riley still pretty young here as well, but I definitely would give the regular season nod to Austin Riley. In the postseason, Chipper played all 14 games, was 20 of 55 at the plate. Riley was 18 for 65 at the plate. Again, the Braves playing in 2 more games, but Chipper still had more hits and 10 less at bats. Chipper hit .364 in the postseason compared to .277 for Riley. Chipper 10 runs to Austin's 7, 5 doubles. They both had 5 doubles. Chipper had 3 home runs. Austin had 2. They both had 8 RBI. Chipper had a stolen base. Chipper had 9 walks to just 3 for Riley. And Chipper only struck out 6 times compared to 25 for Riley. So looking at the overall postseason right there, I think you have to give the nod to Chipper Jones. So let's get into the World Series. In the World Series, Chipper was 6 for 21 at the plate compared to 8 for 25 for Austin Riley. Austin scored one run, Chipper scored three. They both had three doubles. Riley had three runs batted in, Chipper had one. Chipper had four walks, Austin had none. Austin struck out 11 times, Chipper struck out three. Chipper's slash line in the World Series, 286, 385, 429, 813 OPS. Austin Riley, 320, 320, 440, 760. So this is another just very difficult one to pick here. Again, a tough call, just like first base. I gave the nod to Freddie Freeman in first base, and I honestly don't know if that's the right call. And I'm gonna give one to the 1995 team here and go with Chipper Jones. You got the switch hitter. So I'm going to give this one to Chipper. I obviously love Chipper Jones, love Austin Riley here as well. But I'm going to give the nod to Chipper because of his postseason performance. You know, just a little bit better than Austin overall in the postseason. But again, this one's really tough to call. Obviously, the regular season, I give it to Austin Riley. But just looking at the postseason, I think I have to give it to Chipper Jones here. So, again, just a really good, both really good players here. Very comparable, just like at first base. But I will give the nod to Chipper Jones. Got to give the 1995 team one here. But that will do it for this episode of Locked On Braves. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Locked_Braves. You can follow me at @ShortstopBall. Continue to send in your ideas, topics that you want to talk about, any questions that you have that you would like answered on the podcast. And I promise you I will get to all of those. And I do appreciate all of those comments coming in. Also, make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Stacey Gottsoulias,
DC Lundberg,
Ryan Finkelstein,
Taylor Blake Ward,
host of Locked On Yankees,
Locked On Mariners,
Locked On Mets,
Locked On Angels,
and you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.